Welcome to Lunchbox 2, Manchester United Now.
Football predictions.
Welcome to the Premier League predictions on our footballpredictions.net podcast for the first weekend of May 2024. And hello, Moose, how are you doing?
Yeah, very good. And looking forward to this exciting round of games in the Premier League.
Yes, and of course, it kicks off tonight at 7:30 at Chelsea versus Spurs. It's at Stamford Bridge, and these are two Jekyll and Hyde teams, aren't they? Should we look at Chelsea first and see how they've done lately? I know we picked up a very good result now in our last prediction for them, didn't we?
Yeah, very much so. And in fact, for Chelsea in general, we have been very consistent in our predictions here. But last time out at Aston Villa, we had a 2-2 draw, and it ended 2-2.
Perfect. Love it.
And yeah, last time they played another London rival in Arsenal, they lost 5-0, and we had a high scoring defeat for Chelsea in that game. So we've been looking good on our Chelsea predictions. We also predicted them to lose at City and to beat Everton at home in a high scoring game. So,
and to beat Man U as well. So yeah. the only blot on the copybook was the fact that Sheffield United drew with them.
Because
they got that extra goal that ruined our perfect predictions. And if you look at the Spurs game, the last game against Arsenal, of course it was at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. We predicted 3-1 to Arsenal for that, and it was 3-1 right until the end. So that was almost spot on as well. So that was good. But we did get the over 2.5. We did get the both teams to score, and we did get the both teams to score and win for Arsenal. This game, you know what? This game is anything can happen in this game. You remember what happened when Chelsea came to Spurs earlier in the season? Spurs were top of the table. They had not lost, and they were flying. And then they lost the plot during that game, sending offs, injuries. I mean, it was a disaster. I think they end up winning. Was it 4-1 or something like that? And that was a big surprise at the time, Pochettino coming back and getting all the points. However, this time Chelsea have been looking, well, they were looking pretty good. They beat Everton 6-0, and they beat Manchester United. But then they've lost a couple. Those two tough games, Man City, they only lost 1-0 at Manchester, which was impressive. But then they got whipped by Arsenal 5-0.
Yeah,
they did draw Villa, and we predicted that.
Indeed. I mean, Chelsea can score goals at home, have done so in the last couple of games.
Game, you know, Chelsea's what they see. Most of their supporters see the biggest rival is Tottenham. They really like beating them, and Tottenham have not got a good record at Stamford Bridge at all. They're usually terrible there. For some reason, they just implode, and Chelsea get up for that game. So with that in mind, the crowd will be really loud. They'll be really wanting to gain some extra points. They're on 48 points, Tottenham on 60. But Spurs have lost two in a row for the first time in a while. Could they lose three in a row?
Well, that's what we think. That's what we think for this game. We actually think a high-scoring game. There's always goals when Spurs are playing and Chelsea are playing. So we're going for goals. Mm. But we're going for a 3-0 Chelsea home win, which means no both teams to score, but an over game. I would probably go for goals over 2.5 in this one.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good shout. Spurs, they did lose away to Fulham 3-0. And they did lose away to Newcastle United 4-0. So 3-0 for Chelsea wouldn't surprise me. But you know what? Nothing would surprise me between these two teams this season. They both like to try to score. And, I suppose they've had another injury. I think Ben Davies is out for the season. Timo Werner's out for the season. So they've got some injury woes there. And, well, they've got to hope that, that something happens now, because that would be a disaster to lose three in a row. And they've, I know they've got Liverpool coming, and they've got Manchester City coming. So it could be a dodgy end to the season. And who knows, Manchester United might even catch them. But 3-0. So that one is available on Sky Ultra HD, Sky Sports Main Event, Sky Sports Premier League. So Sky is the one for that one in the UK. Interesting game. I'm sure everyone will be watching that one. Yep. The next game is on Friday. So we've got an 8 o'clock kickoff, Luton Town versus Everton. Wow.
Yeah, another interesting game, but at the other end of the table.
Yeah, Luton. I really like watching Luton, but they've just been losing.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, but they're just not able to score more than they concede. And they do concede, don't they?
They really do. And we can't say that we haven't predicted this, because actually of the last three matches, we've predicted Luton to lose in both teams to score and over 2.5 goals, and they've come in every time.
Yeah,
and in fact, at Wolves, we had the correct score as well. They lost 2-1,
yeah,
and we predicted 2-1 Wolves. Yeah,
we did indeed.
So, yeah, prior to that, we had a Brentford win in an over game, and both teams to score won 5-1. And similar at City, we actually had both teams to score in that game, which probably would have surprised some that Luton would score at Man City. And yeah, they did, but they lost 5-1, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Now Everton. Everton is good at home and less good away from home.
In fact, you know, I was really shocked when Chelsea beat them 6-0. But but apart from that, I mean, beating Liverpool at home, I mean, I know Liverpool's form has dipped a bit, but you know, it was pretty comprehensive, wasn't it? They were all over them.
Yeah.
And they've really escaped now, haven't they? They've got out. They were on 36 points.
They're pretty much safe. I mean, I know Luton has got 9 points up, but the goal difference is almost 20 goals difference. There's 18 goals, so Everton is safe.
Yeah,
but Luton
are there, I think, in Everton at the moment. But you know what?
Yeah.
Luton, they are on 25
points. Oh, I think we lost Guesty there.
Yeah, you're going to have to say that.
Guesty, you just were a little bit out of the loop there.
Sorry, but I was just saying that Luton, 25 points. Nottingham Forest, outside the relegation zone, 26 points.
Everything's right to play
the same
for.
Number of games. And Luton, they need something. I mean, they've been needing something for a long time.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, this has got to be one where Everton probably feel they're safe now. And it's going to be close. I think there'll be... There'll be goals in this one, do you think?
Definitely goals. I think what we're looking at here, we're predicting 2-2, actually, a high score draw, both teams to score over 2.5 goals. I mean, like you say, Everton can play a bit more freely, but they've actually been in decent form. Don't forget, they did, prior to the Chelsea battering, they did get a 1-1 draw at Newcastle.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, they beat Liverpool recently at home. They beat Brentford 1-0.
Yeah.
So they're not easy to beat recently. Luton is desperate for a win, and that could probably open them a bit up at the back. And they have been open at the back. They've conceded 12 goals in the last three matches, right? So it'll be an interesting game. But yeah, we're going for a high score draw.
Yeah. You cut out for a little bit there too. So I'm not sure what's happening with their connections, but I think that's not a bad shout. Lots of goals, so over 2.5 would seem to be sensible. Not sure if the draw will happen, but if it does, fantastic. You can watch that one on Sky in the UK. I think it's also on Talk Sport Radio. So I'll be watching that one. That will be really good. Next up, we've got Arsenal, the league leaders, up against Bournemouth, who are in mid-table safety. And, Arsenal at home. This is Saturday, 4th of May, 12:30. And this one will be, you'd think it would be going the same way as Arsenal's results in the league of late.
Yeah.
They did have some a good win against Tottenham, which, you know, in a way you might say they were a bit fortunate there that the Kulusevski trip didn't get picked because he stayed on his feet in the box. And also Spurs had that goal disallowed, didn't they?
Yeah.
By VAR, by about a billimeter. So, but they got away with it, Arsenal. And I thought that Spurs did dominate possession in that game and a lot of aspects of the game, but Arsenal got it. And you know, good teams can grind out those kind of wins. Those three goals in the first half helped. But I'm looking at this one, be very good. Bournemouth, a good value. They've had a couple of wins themselves, haven't they?
Yeah, and we predicted them to win at home to Brighton in the latest game, in an over game.
Yeah.
And they beat Brighton 3-0. Before that, they had an away game at Wolves, which we actually predicted to be high scoring, but they ended up winning 1-0. So they've done okay in the last few games. But it has to be said that Arsenal as well, we predicted the outcome of their last three matches, to win at Wolves, to win at home to Chelsea, to win away to Spurs in high scoring games. But it's getting to, we're getting to that stage of the season now where Arsenal really, I mean, they have to win. They know that City still has the advantage with the game in hand, but there's maybe a little bit of pressure on, which was felt a little bit at Spurs at the end, right? And Bournemouth's not been looking bad recently. Picked up a few wins against decent opposition. Away from home, they a little bit. They're obviously not as great away as they are at home. But yeah, I think overall we're going for a narrow Arsenal win, but an over 2.5, and both teams to score game here.
Yeah, you'd expect the Emirates crowd to be very vocal, you know, considering there's only a few games left now and every win is just so important and there'll be nerves. But if they can settle those nerves with an early goal, which they often do get actually at the Emirates, and they're very good at set pieces, especially corners, that they should sneak ahead. So 2-1, we're saying, for Arsenal against Bournemouth. And you can listen to that on TalkSport, Radio 5 Live, BBC Radio 5 Live. And it's also on TNT Sports 1, Discovery Plus. And so that one will be a lot of people watching that game from all sorts of places, London, Manchester, etc. Next up, we've got Brentford up against Fulham. That one is on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock kickoff. Of course, that one's not on TV. We've got here a Brentford team who are looking like they're in fairly good form, apart from that game against Everton. Which was away, of course. They've picked up a couple of wins before that, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like those two wins they picked up against Sheffield and Luton really got them out of the relegation scrap.
Yeah.
And pretty much secured them for next season in the Prem. Well, it did, right? Because you've got only 9 points left to play for and they're 10 points ahead of Luton now. And that probably maybe reflected the result at Everton because all of a sudden Brentford had nothing more to play for.
Yeah, so that's good for them.
That said, we did predict them to beat Luton and Sheffield. Prior to that, we had a high-scoring game in the Villa game. We had them to draw Brighton at home. We've been looking good on the Brentford predictions. We actually had under 2.5 at Everton. They lost 1-0. So that was another one where we were correct on the scores market. Fulham is kind of in that position in the mid-table where they've got nothing left to play for, have they?
That's right. They don't, which might mean they'll play with a bit of freedom. And Fulham, Fulham are even higher up the table, so they've definitely got nothing to play for. They don't want to be able to get anything either. So kind of a dead rubber in a way in terms of the match. Brentford probably should edge it at home, shouldn't they? I mean, Fulham haven't been in the greatest of form.
Yeah, we've actually gone for a 3-1 Brentford win here. So we're anticipating some goals from both teams. You could probably be tempted to say they can play freely. And I would probably look at the goals market. Both teams to score over 2.5 looks like interesting bets in this one.
Okay, good. Next up, we've got Burnley. This is on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock kickoff as well, up against Newcastle United. And well, Newcastle have been flying, haven't they? Scoring so many goals.
Yeah, been scoring a lot of goals recently. This is a really interesting game because both teams actually has a lot to play for here.
Yeah. I guess Burnley, you can see what they've got to play for. They're second last at the minute. 2 points on the wrong side of the drop zone. And they've conceded the second most number of goals in the league. Only Sheffield United, the relegated Sheffield United, have conceded more. They really need a win, but can we see them getting it against Newcastle, who, you know, they're doing quite well against the small teams, as in the lower down teams, I should say, thrashing Sheffield United 5-1. They beat Spurs, actually, even not bad teams, 4-0. That was a hell of a game. But they did blip against Crystal Palace, but I think Crystal Palace have come so good since all their injuries healed for a while, and they kind of have powered up. But, yeah, that's Newcastle's only loss in the last six, and they've won four of those. So which way do we think this is going to go?
We think that Newcastle is just going to be too strong for Burnley in this game, even though Burnley really desperately need the points and have been in fairly good form, but they draw a lot. We've gone for Newcastle, a high-scoring win at 3-1. But yeah, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals seems very likely in this game.
Yeah, sounds pretty good as a forecast. The next one, also on Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff on the 4th, is Sheffield United, the relegated Sheffield United, up against a once looking like possible relegation, and maybe still material, Nottingham Forest. Sheffield United have been terrible all season. And what do we think? Do you think they'll continue to be that way? There's nothing to play for.
Well, it's almost going from worse to even worse for Sheffield United. I mean, relegation is confirmed, but not just that. They just keep shipping more and more goals, right? They lost 4-1 at home to Burnley, 4-2 at Man United, and most recently 5-1 at Newcastle. We had predicted a high-scoring defeat for Sheffield United when they were at Newcastle. And they lost 5-1. And similarly at United, also an over 2.5, both teams to score loss. They lost 4-2. So
you know what? You can see there's a pattern in their results. They can score, but then they concede so many.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a kind of, in fact, there's only one game in the last six they haven't scored, as opposed to Brentford. But usually, I mean, against Man United, they were looking good for a while, weren't they? And then they just capitulated at the end. And was
indeed,
of course. But Nottingham Forest, on the other hand, they need the win. They're fighting for their lives. The Premier
Forest has had some tricky fixtures, but wow, they really need to win this game. They're playing a Sheffield United team that's got really nothing to play for. We have predicted the last few outcomes of the Nottingham Forest games, and yeah, like I said, also Sheffield United, and I think that's a good lead into to what we predict for this one as well. And a narrow Nottingham Forest win, but actually an over game. Because like you said, Gesty, Sheffield United can score. And they will most likely score again in this game at home. A narrow 2-1 win for Forest.
Yeah, both teams to score also, you know, probably seems good for that one, considering Sheffield United's ability to score as well. Then you have got a big, massive game, really, at 5:30 on Saturday. Manchester City, second place, with the game in hand, up against Wolves at the Etihad. And, they're on such a good run, aren't they, in the Premier League? They keep winning. It's like the only team that's got, you know, win. And they are not conceding. I mean, they won 2-0 against Forest. They won 4-0 against Brighton. They won 1-0 against Chelsea. They won, they did concede one goal, but they scored 5 against Luton.
Yeah.
So they're a real juggernaut. And Wolves, what do we think about them? You know what? The Wolves actually speaking of our predictions, we predicted them to win 2-1 in the last game against Luton, and the score was 2-1. So
yep.
That was pleasing to see. Got 100% of there. But can they do it against Manchester City at the Etihad?
No. It's a short answer. We predicted City to win in the last at least 4 home matches. We did have Wolves correct in the last one. I think we will also have Wolves correct in this one, but it will be because they will be suffering a defeat at City. We just cannot see them getting a point here. They also got nothing to play for. City has to win every single of the last games, and they are on track for the championship.
And by that point, you know, Arsenal might be 83 points. So, you know, even for, so yes. they'll have an eye on that game, of course. But if Arsenal do slip up, which is unlikely, then they can actually head the table if they win this. So, well,
yeah,
that everyone's going to be watching that one, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed. But a high scoring home win for City here, 3-1.
Yep, that sounds.
It's what we're going for.
Yeah, that does sound probable. Next up, we've got Brighton. This is on Sunday at 2:00. Brighton have been terrible, haven't they?
Of late, indeed. Yeah, Brighton has actually really dipped in form recently, especially away from home. But you have a home game here, but that's not making it much better reading for them, because the last two home games, they lost 4-0 to City and then 3-0 at Arsenal. Two games that we predicted as high scoring away wins. And in fact, we also predicted Brighton to lose at Bournemouth in an over 2.5 game there last week. So we don't have a lot of faith in Brighton. And they're playing an Aston Villa team who really is chasing the Champions League. Villa's played 2 more games than Spurs, are only seven points ahead. So this really is a game that looking at Brighton's form, they have to win. Villa, we've done really well on them in our predictions of late. We had them bang on last week, 2-2 at home to Chelsea. We predicted 2-2. And then in the home game prior to that, 2-1 against Bournemouth, and they won 3-1. So we've been looking good on Villa. What we didn't predict was actually their latest league away win at Arsenal, a surprise 2-0 win.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have been in good form in the league. And yeah, what do we think of this one?
Well, after their results can be difficult to predict, like you said. But we did predict the 2-2 against Chelsea. We couldn't really split them, even though it was at Villa. But the way that Brighton have been, I mean, they've shipped 7 goals in the last 2 games and not scored one. And before that, they haven't scored many either. I think they got beaten 3-0 by Arsenal, drew with Burnley. So they've really messed it up, haven't they? They're kind of just like fading away. So you'd expect Villa to come there and win, given what's happened and the form. And, you know, being at Brighton, probably by just a smallish margin. And we've gone for 2-1. I reckon over 2.5 goals, so this is probably a good one. And, we said that we think Brighton will score, but probably mainly because they've got to eventually, right? So Chelsea are also in action again on Sunday at 2:00.
Yes.
Fairly close together. And they're up against West Ham, another London derby. And, Chelsea have been doing well. I mean, I guess no matter what happens against Spurs, another home game against a London rival, West Ham haven't been doing too well, have they?
No, West Ham has kind of, again, they kind of faded away in the Premier League. Maybe the European adventure is taking a little bit too much of their attention. But yeah, 3 defeats and they get a draw, to be fair, at home to Liverpool in a high scoring game where we predicted both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. However, we also predicted West Ham to lose
at Palace in a both team to score over 2.5 games. So our predictions on West Ham in the last few games have been pretty spot on. So too with Chelsea, where we predicted their last three outcomes. And obviously the last one was a 2-2 at Villa. We got correct. Now, we went with a 3-0 Chelsea against Spurs, and they're now playing West Ham just a few days later. So what are we thinking of this one?
Well, you know, Chelsea have got hope. They can catch some of those teams above them. I mean, it's a faint hope at the minute because they've got, you know, 48 points. Spurs have got 60. But they've only played 33 games, so they've got a few to catch up. And, you know, you can see them, if they do win these games, doing well. So they have a lot of motivation. West Ham have not been good. They do play a very defensive and quite boring at times style. Chelsea, on the other hand, are trying under Pochettino to get to that attacking and winning ways again. But whether they can do it against West Ham, we'll see. We think, as a collective, we think they will win this one, and we think they'll win it at home 3-1. Which leads us on to another couple of teams that aren't doing well lately, and that's Liverpool, who did recently get beaten, didn't they, by West Ham? Oh, no, they drew with West Ham, and they've
lost at Everton.
Yeah, but they have kind of mucked their season up as well a bit. Liverpool, they could have been champions, but now the hope is gone.
Yeah,
and Spurs really they started so well, and they've dropped the ball. But this is at Anfield, so what would you say? I mean, we've not been so good at predicting Liverpool. Well, the wins we have against Fulham and at Atlanta in the European competition, but they've let us down. But Spurs have also let us down recently. We didn't think they'd capitulate to Newcastle like they did. We did get them to win against Forest and Luton.
Yeah,
but what's your synopsis of it?
Yeah, I think what we're looking at, we have been looking okay on the Spurs prediction. Like we had Arsenal last week.
Yeah,
we had the overs and both teams to score in the home matches and Spurs to win against Forest and Luton. But yeah, we didn't see them lose 4-0 at Newcastle. But yeah, like with the Chelsea game, they're heading into this game. They could be heading into this game with three heavy defeats And we're going for another defeat for Spurs, which will not be good for them in their challenge for the Champions League spots and the European spots.
But I think that's gone for Spurs now. Yeah, any chances, if they do lose these games, they're going to probably get caught by some of the other teams, maybe Manchester United. But Liverpool at Anfield against Spurs traditionally have been very good and hardly ever lose to it. It's one of Spurs' bogey places to go. Although, you know, early in the season, Spurs did beat Liverpool, didn't they, at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. But we can't see that happening here. And we've gone for a 3-1 win to Liverpool.
Yeah.
I think they'll just be too strong. They're wanting to sort of farewell Jurgen Klopp in the best way they can in the last few games
Indeed. They've got left.
Then on Monday, 8:00, we have got, I think this will be a fascinating game to watch.
Yeah.
For the neutral, Crystal Palace playing Manchester United. And Palace at Selhurst, you know, with that great crowd behind them, have been doing pretty well at home, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, look, Palace has really pulled away from those relegation places over the last four games with three wins and last time out a draw at Fulham. United, on the other hand, they don't really seem to be able to. They beat Sheffield United, then they had basically four draws if we count Coventry in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is a championship team. They only drew Burnley at home in the latest game.
Not even a top championship team, you know, Coventry. To let them back in that game, in the FA Cup game, was something else, wasn't it? You know,
yeah, exactly.
3-0 up.
When we do look at our predictions, though, for United, one thing that is very consistent here is both teams to score. So we have had both teams to score in the last six games, and that's gone in. We had both teams to score in the latest one at Old Trafford as well. And really can see exactly the same scenario at Palace, especially with the amount of... with Palace's most recent form, they can score goals now. We're actually predicting a high-score draw between these two teams.
Yeah, goals galore, we think, in this one. Manchester United have been conceding a lot and scoring a lot as well. I think if you're a Manchester United supporter, you'd be very frustrated right now.
Yeah.
With watching them blow their leads. And but, yeah, there are goals usually in both these teams' games. So a draw does sound like something which is fairly likely. Palace are safe. Manchester United have got something to play for. But at Palace, and I think with the crowd up behind them, and Palace have really started to do well lately, that they could neutralise each other with lots of goals. I would say over 2.5 is probably a given in this one, you'd hope. And we've gone for a 2-2 draw at full time.
Yeah, I think the goals market on this one, both teams to score over 2.5 goals, is looking really interesting.
Yeah, it really could go either way, couldn't it, this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that wraps up the games that we've got coming up. So that stretches from Thursday all the way through to Monday night. And, we look forward to speaking about the results in the next one. So it's goodbye from me, and see you soon.
Yeah. Goodbye, Gisty.
A bird.